Hello, welcome to Line of Judah Online. My name's Gary Stevens. Today we're dealing with the subject, or continuing with the subject, called Line-Hearted Leadership, and we're doing part three from a six-part series. Up until this point of time, we've been dealing with the basic characteristics of leadership, but in the next points, we're going into bad leadership, non-courageous leadership, or cowardly leadership. As Christians, we need to be word-controlled and Holy Spirit-led. But we can also learn valuable lessons from the world has learnt about leadership while still keeping within the biblical and wisdom and standards. In the Word of God, we see the anointing oil was poured into and onto the head of a leader, then it flowed down onto the body. Simply translated, this means whatever is in leadership, Christian or worldly, will eventually flow down to the workers or the people in ministry, positive or negative, good or bad. Let us now go to characteristics or leadership of bad leadership, non-courageous leadership, and cowardly leadership. Point one. These types of leadership say what people want to hear. They might say, I'll think about it, rather than saying no. This is still an answer. These leaders say one thing to one person and another thing to somebody else. They want everyone to like them. Point two of this leadership. They avoid conflict. In every leadership, there will be conflict. It is necessary for the strength of the relationship and the organization. When the leader avoids conflict, the entire organization will avoid it. Problems are never addressed, and therefore no solution is found. Point three, these types of leadership never are willing to make a hard decision. Leaders don't have to be smart or the one with the most experience. Leaders make decisions no one else is willing to make. This is part of leadership and the responsibility of leadership. Point four of these types of leadership. Pretends everything is okay even when they are not. They gloss over real problems. They refuse to confront them. They either don't know how or their pride gets in the way. Point five of these types of leadership. They bail out on the team when things become difficult or the going gets rough. If the leader bails out on a hard situation, so will the team. Great leaders are on the front line during the most difficult times and facing the most difficult situations. They do not bail out, they go with the team. Point six, these types of leaders refuse to back up team members or to cover team members. No one wants to serve a leader or somebody who will not protect them or cover them. People need to know that if they make mistakes, their leaders will support them and help them. Point seven of these types of leaders. They cave in to criticism. When any leader makes a decision, they're open to criticism. Bad leaders will fall apart when people criticize or complain at their decisions. They take it personal and refuse to see any value in it. These leaders see every criticism as a threat against their leadership. Let me once more just go through the 7 points of bad leadership. Point one, they say what people want to hear. Point two, they avoid conflict. Point three, they're never willing to make hard decisions. Point four, they pretend everything is okay when things are not okay. Point five, they bail out on the team when things become difficult or the going gets tough. Point six, they refuse to back up team members. And point seven, they cave into criticism. These 7 points are the points of a bad leadership, a non-courageous leadership, or a cowardly leadership. In part four following this part, I'll be dealing with some more points regarding these leadership positions, and I'll be doing point 8 to point 14. Thank you for being with me today, and God bless.